Blasis, let it be. Apple cores. That was the most they could wish for. Freya stopped her rocking. If a different kind of hope was all she could give them, so be it. She would do all she could to fill them up with it. Logan, Essie, get closer to the fire, you two, and keep warm while I tell you a story I've been waiting a very long time to share with you. They nodded, huddling closer as they hung on her words. Logan draped an arm over his sister's shoulders. Treason was not a thing to commit lightly. And yet this story hovered on the edges of it. Freya lowered her voice until it was barely above a whisper. Once upon a time, before Almira the Witch became our ruler, Kansas was different. A place filled with sunshine and joy. The tree branches were heavy with fruit in the early spring of the year. The fields teemed with pigs, cows, and sheep. Families worked hard to tend the land, and the land provided. We were blessed with a good king. She lowered her voice further, a shiver running through her as she spoke the forbidden name. Alistair McGuinness. He lived in the palace with his true love, Queen Merin, and the two of them ruled with kindness for decades. But they had no heir. They waited year after year with no news of a child. Their people laid blessings at the god's shrines on their behalf all those years. And after decades of trying, a baby daughter was finally born. They named her Harmony. Fitting, as she did indeed bring music to the land. The people rejoiced, feasted, danced, and sang in her honor. For 4 years after she was born, Kansas continued to flourish. Until one day, a childhood friend turned enemy of King Alistair's returned from the darkness. Her name was Almira, and she came for revenge. Logan and Essie's eyes were locked on hers, and Freya dove headlong into a story that held all the hope of the land within it, and all the fear that the hope would never come to fruition. 25 years before. Alistair McGuinness, King of Kansas, closed his eyes and sucked in a deep breath. The screams grew closer now, even as the acrid smell of smoke filled his nostrils. It was utter carnage beyond the walls of the keep. Entire villages were razed by the tornado she rode in on. Almira had returned with a literal vengeance. The blood of soldiers flowing like the mighty River Clarin. People, his people, incinerated in their homes. And despite being the most powerful man in all his kingdom, there wasn't a blessed thing he could do about it but hope that his outmatched forces somehow managed to prevail. Such were the ways of magic. A fickle bit of chaos that could be as miraculous as it was terrible, depending on who was wielding it. The woman who wielded it at this very moment was hell-bent on destruction. He forced his eyes open and shot a glance at the arched doorway just over his shoulder before turning his attention to the hourglass clutched in his hand on the armrest beside him. The granules of sand seemed to have been moving in slow motion since he'd last checked, and his stomach sank like a stone. If he failed, all would be lost. The sound of boots on stone caught his attention, and he looked up to find General John Wallace striding into the room, his armor catching the sun's rays.
Your Majesty, they're cutting through our forces like soft cheese. The witch's consorts are scaling the walls. I fear we only have moments until she breaches the gates.
Alistair nodded, a grim smile tugging at his lips.
She's a formidable enemy, to be sure.
There was no fear in the eyes of the trusted general as he continued across the floor of the great hall, moving to stand directly before his king.
I'm sorry for this, John. If I could go back and do it differently, I would. Keeping Harmony close was selfish beyond measure. Respectfully, Your Majesty, that's bollocks,
John shot back, his craggy face twisted into a scowl.